Unit 80. During the Civil War, the Confederates considered the support of Native Americans so crucial that they promised certain tribes their own state if the South won. After war with the North broke out in 1861, a Southern lawyer went to the Indian Territory to try to get the Creek, Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Seminoles to fight for the South. To win the tribes over, the South promised that they would be given representatives in the Confederate Congress and that an all-Native American state would be established in what is now Oklahoma. Later in the war, the North also enlisted Native Americans. In all, about 5,500 Native Americans fought on the side of the South and 4,000 on the side of the North. Most fought well for the side they chose. In fact, the last Confederate commander to surrender was Brigadier General Stand Watie, a Cherokee chief, who surrendered 2 months after General Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant.